With all of its financial acquisition, human capital, contracting, asset, and security data in one place as part of a big project called the Management Cube, the Homeland Security Department is now starting to tackle phase two of that initiative, drawing connections and relationships between all of those disparate data sources. The department hopes having clearer pictures of its assets and well-defined processes for data will better align its resources with the department's five core missions. Rafael Boris is a partner at A.T. Kearney, and he's the former Undersecretary for Management at DHS. Getting the Cube up and running was one of his big projects while he was still in office. Rafael, thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jared. Morning.
So take us back to the beginning, if you would. Talk a bit about what the Cube actually is and why you decided it was necessary.
Well, I came into office with a strong belief that there was a need to develop a business intelligence tool, both to improve the capability of executives to make decisions and also to give a tool for the analyst to be able to do more analytical work. I should say the Cube is not the first time I've taken a stab at this. When I was at the Department of Commerce back in the 90s, we built, certainly rudimentary by today's standards, an executive information system to attempt to do some of the things that we were doing at DHS. But clearly at DHS, the technology had evolved, the ability to pull together data had improved. And as I saw it, there were sort of three main problems. One is, and this hit me really early in my tenure, sort of this redundant, time-consuming data calls. I mean, that's the bane of existence of all departments, trying to get data and having these 90, 120-day data calls. By the time you get the data, the problem may have changed. And the second thing was there was no single point for accessing all the DHS business data. And even if there was, there was no way to integrate it across all the different types of business data, all the different types of business lines.
And so as the folks at DHS who are now there describe this as moving into the second phase of the Management Cube, once they have all of this data in one place with that sort of cross-functional view, what are some examples of the kinds of decisions that you can make now that wouldn't be so easy in the past?
There are so many different areas that we were trying to tackle. So, for example, how does the secretary, how did the executive team of the department get better insight into both mission and portfolio activities in the department to be able to make more informed and timely decision-making? That was something that we hoped the Management Cube would be able to address. Another area was, and this is true for all departments, is how do we make better trade-off decisions, both within and then across portfolios? Improving transparency and efficiency was another big goal of the Management Cube, decreasing the duplication of investments and acquisitions. And that's really, really important. When I joined the department, clearly we didn't have any tools to be able to identify duplicative or even related investments across the infrastructure. And at a time, when we joined in 2010, budgets just began to decline, and so it became increasingly important to be able to identify these duplicative investments or these low-priority investments to be able to maximize the investments we made with taxpayer dollars in the Homeland Security enterprise.
And, of course, having all of your data at your fingertips is nice, but it's not necessarily helpful if the original data in the disparate databases is corrupt or dirty or inaccurate. And I wonder how much of that you ran into as you started to expose all of this information and bring it up to higher levels.
Oh, that was something that we anticipated, not because we were brilliant, but we knew that we had a lot of cleanup to do. In fact, sort of the first phase of this this project, and really what I want to be able to say is, don't be daunted by that task. A lot of efforts to be able to do these kinds of initiatives, both in government and even in the commercial world, sometimes get stymied by this notion of, oh my God, the data is so dirty, so unclean, we can't do anything with it. The integrity of the data is not there. We decided to just plow ahead and begin to integrate data and then clean it up. So the early days were all about standardizing, business terms, establishing definitions and use. I give you a simple example. We had in our systems different definitions of an FTE, of a full-time equivalent. Clearly, that was going to make aggregating the data and be able to make decisions based on the data very, very difficult. And I believe, if my memory serves me correct, we came up with a very extensive standard definitions of terms. I think we identified about 61 different terms that had to be homogenized, if you will, across the department. And we did it for all the lines of business.
This data obviously crosses various lines of responsibility within the department. So it seems to me that you really need to get leaders who are responsible for those different lines of business in one room if you're going to make constructive decisions, unless all the decisions from this tool are literally being made by the secretary or folks at the C-suite level within DHS.
You're exactly right. We had a great management team that was very supportive and understood the power of this tool. So we're talking about a tool that integrated the department's financial, acquisition, human capital, contracting, asset and security data to be able to support this analytical and decision-making tool. So absolutely, it took the involvement of the lines of business chief, the CFO, the CPO, the CIO, et cetera, and as well as sort of that second layer, and this is very, very important to build these tools and have sustainability and repeatability. And it wasn't just the senior leaders. We got the involvement from the career staff and what I would call sort of the middle management of all these organizations to really buy in, and we made them owners of this process.
In some sense, a lot of this data is kind of mundane stuff, but in another, it's really the department's crown jewels. So I wonder if this is a new cybersecurity vulnerability for the department, having all of this information in one place. Does that make it an attractive target for hackers? And how do you think about that and deal with that?
Well, that's a very fair question. And the best answer I can give you today is its vulnerability is neither more nor less than any of the department's other systems. And I know that both the CIO, the CISO, and certainly this secretary and his team have made major investments. Not necessarily all in money, but in terms of governance and processes to be able to increase the integrity and the fidelity of both the data and then the security of the data. But, in today's age, what's really safe?
Sure. And finally, you already mentioned some of the data cleanup issues. In your mind, as the current leadership plows forward with this, what are the other main challenges that they're going to face as they try to use the management cube to make informed decisions?
The key challenge is to have the discipline to use the tool. I know that sounds simplistic, but again, if I go back to the original purpose of the tool, to be able to tackle some of these really dense, really complicated intercomponent related issues that begin to look at, as I said, investments, or very importantly, look for opportunities for performance improvements and not to compete with the IG. But something that was certainly a priority of mine was to be able to get better insight and enforcement and governance over potential ways, fraud and abuse related areas. But it takes a willingness and a dedication to be able to use it. It has to become the de facto standard for the department. We always thought that this had the potential to be one of the most powerful unifying tools in the department to be able to bring about a form of one DHS.
All right. Raphael Boris, partner at A.T. Kearney and former Undersecretary for Management at DHS. Thanks again, Raphael.
Thank you, Jared.